Came really? In and finished it with you.
Maybe next time you're on vacation, we can get in touch with Todd and have him just come on in.
Maybe he'll seem to find you as cute as you think you are.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Democrats continue pressing for witness testimony in a Senate impeachment trial. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says if the Senate allows the president's obstruction to stand, it essentially nullifies congressional impeachment power.
It will allow future presidents to decide whether they want their misconduct to be investigated or not.
At this point, there is not enough Republican support for witnesses, and the GOP is expected to begin moving forward toward a vote to acquit the president. Federal officials today declaring the coronavirus a public health emergency in the U.S., saying any Americans arriving from the Hubei province of China will be quarantined for 2 weeks.
To ensure they are provided proper medical care and health screening.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, that virus has killed more than 200 in China and almost 10,000 are infected around the world. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Let's take a roll here. Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at? No Jay Quellen here?
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jay Quellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your god mind? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D Nice. Is there a D Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath. Now, D Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a You say your name right, right now.
Denise.
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
That's the circumcised version of what we normally
do. I was going to say, what happened?
So in the
Twilight Zone.
3 o'clock. I'm fading fast.
It's all right, buddy. We're almost there, done. Man.
This week, I
can see the finish line for you.
I never want to. I love what I do. Don't get me wrong. If I didn't love it, I.
But you wouldn't have been here now, I can tell you.
Yeah.
But, and this thing, there's a lot of it, not just here, but I got a buddy in San Antonio. Exact same stuff. He went to the doctor a week ago, and he's still dragging it. So.
Crud, man.
Mike and Alex said it was going through Don Duncan's, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the crud. That's what the crud. Doctor called it.
Yeah.
They don't even have it. It's like bronchial or something. I'm still... Now, I just got a note from our virtual producer, Mark Cumby.
How's Mark doing?
Good. So this just in, the U.S. Senate just voted 51-49 to not call witnesses for Trump's impeachment trial, effectively signaling an acquittal is forthcoming. And boy, will they, I'm sure they're already running their spin machines.
Oh, you know it, man. Wasn't a fair trial.
I'm not surprised, but I'm so happy.
It wasn't a fair trial for him.
Right. But that's just it. They are projecting. Everything they say about him is what they're guilty of. That's what killed me.
The big story today, and it killed the market. Today. Coronavirus prompts first quarantine order in over 50 years. 195 who flew back from China to California. We are preparing as if this were the next pandemic.
Yep.
My question is, who picked the name?
Coronavirus?
Yeah.
It's been around for a while. I think it's just another type of that.
Pneumonia, corona, you know?
But I did see on YouTube they've got some videos of in that city of, Greg knows it better than I do.
Wuhan.
Well, yeah. They had the Chinese people are coming out on their balconies and just letting the world know that they're there. You hear them hollering and ringing bells and things like that, trying to encourage each other to, hey, hang in there, you know, try to encourage the whole city. It's kind of haunting to see a city of that size and there's nobody on the streets.
Yeah. Wow.
There's nobody.
I bet that's depressing.
It's 8 lanes of traffic and nothing.
Nothing.
No. 272-9228. I'm just scanning the few remaining. I found another one, Tay, off Don's server. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick because I've bookmarked it at home and I want to do it here. DonServer.blogspot.com is another guy like David Blackman. Blame media for impeachment. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt liberals pay the price for hating Trump. Is it in the highlights? LibertyDaily.com is one. Pro-Trump news. And that is not a sis-boom-bah, rah-rah-rah, Trump cheerleading site. It's an aggregating site that gives you a complete picture on the news. It's not something that makes excuses or we were victims or anything like that.
Yeah, well, you need to have several good news sources.
I found what I was looking for. This one I just checked out today for the first time. KNEWZ News.
Oh.
The K is silent. And this also, again, it's not pro-Trump per se, but it carries stories with a straight scoop, with no political spin. There's the story about senators blocking the witnesses in the Trump impeachment trial. Witnesses, yeah. The guys in the basement, like Eric Chiaramella, who they still won't
identify. Nobody will say it.
Everybody in the world knows the guy's name.
Rusty Aldridge just put out some breaking news. Mm. Chuck Schumer is an idiot.
I were hoping for our news truck to get there in time for coverage of that.
Robert.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Hope you're getting feeling better, buddy.
Yeah.
I heard you talking about the Republicans standing firm on the no witnesses.
Yeah.
If there had been any other president besides Donald Trump, they would have caved.
You bet.
They would have folded like a napkin.
Cheap suit.
Like a cheap suit.
But, and I think, you know, a lot of people have an issue with Jeff Sessions. You know, he had never had another president to stand firm like Trump had.
Mm.
And with his experience, he had no assurance that Trump would have stood with him. And so he just voted like the Republicans usually do when he said that that he would recuse himself.
Instead of another friend of mine from Texas sent me a note saying, "How is Sessions doing there? Do you think he'll get his seat back?" My honest answer to that today is no.
I don't think he will either.
I agree.
What saddens me about that is that I personally love the man. I consider it an honor to have had him on the shows many times. And I think it's a problem that could have been addressed very easily. I mean, David Blackman himself wrote this incredible blog. It was last summer. And he said, maybe this is why Jeff Sessions is maintaining the appearance of distance from the president. This before Sessions left AG. None of that came to pass. We need to know what was really going on, because right now, and I never thought I'd say this about any politician, but right now Donald Trump is a lot more popular in the state of Alabama than Jeff Sessions or anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
By miles.
Definitely.
Unless you understand that, you're never going to understand why it seems like people are turning away from you. Right?
I agree. Good anyway, points. Greg, hope you get to feeling better.
Yeah, me too. This is... I don't like the one on the air. Who do we have on this
Chad.
Line? The Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob. That Chad. Particular Chad.
Yes.
My Corona.
Well.
You got your own theme music. I like that.
That's right, man. They can make some money off of that one, can't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anybody who's over the age of 40 knows that song, I would hope.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me disagree with you guys on Jeff from this perspective.
Okay.
All right. First off, I'm going to tell you, he's going to get reelected. He will be elected. The polls have him up double digits over his opponents. He's got the name recognition. And he always voted right straight down the conservatives.
Now, I don't think people are going to not elect him because of this situation with Trump, and I don't think Trump is going to campaign against him. Here's the problem that you have for Jeff. He was not the type of attorney general that the president was looking for. He wasn't the bulldog that the president was looking for. I think Bob Barr is doing an excellent job as attorney general. But to say that Jeff folded like a cheat suit on the disclosure issue, on the conflict issue, he had to follow the counsel, the Office of Legal Counsel there at the Department of Justice. He didn't just do it because he felt like it. He was told that he could be a material witness in the case because of allegations that have been made about him meeting with the Russian ambassador himself. So whether, you know, hindsight's 20/20, everybody can beat a quarterback after the game's over. And it's terrible that that happened because obviously it caused a lot of problems. But you had a deep state within that Justice Department that convinced him that he had no choice but to recuse.
And unfortunately, a lot of it's still in place, too.
Yeah, it is. It's going to take 2 terms to pull it out of there. But I will tell you that if he's elected, and I think he will be, I think he will still be the good Jeff Sessions, solid rock conservative. And here's another reason why Alabamians might want to elect him. And I'm not running his campaign, and I'm not doing anything in his campaign right now. But he will get his seniority restored. That means he will be the head of the Judiciary Committee and any other committee he pretty much wants, because he will be one of the most senior senators up there. And I like Bradley Byrne and I like Tommy Tuberville, but they'll be starting from the bottom. They will not have any seniority whatsoever and no ability to influence beyond, you know, any other member of the Senate.
Chad, I'm not questioning the accuracy of anything you're saying. Where are you getting the polling data at this point? Because I've not seen that.
There were two that just came out like this week, and you can ask Dan Moore, he'll tell you about it too. One of them had him up 47 points and had Tuberville and Bradley in like 21 and 22. Mm-hmm. Another one had him down from 44 to 43% and Tuberville like 21 and Bradley 23 or 22 or reverse 22-21. Mm-hmm. So that's two separate, you know, polls that have been done that have been released in the last couple of days.
Okay.
But I'm sure Dan can give you the specific polling data on it. But I saw them, and I've been looking for them because I was always wondering. I wonder what the polls are showing. And that makes sense because Jeff's been around a lot longer, and his name recognition is a little bit better. I mean, you know, obviously Tuberville has high name recognition because he was a coach at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley is a little less, and he's, you know, a congressman down in Mobile, and he's done a great job. And I thought he did a good job when he was, helping prosecute the problems that were going on at the 2-year college system. So we'll see where it all runs out. But here's the bottom line: whichever one of those three gets elected is going to be a hell of a lot better than the current occupant of the Senate.
Right.
So, and Dan was telling me today that, I don't know if you heard him this morning, but he said the reason that Doug Jones is still going to vote for impeachment is he knows it's over for him, but he's doing favors. He wants to stay on the right side of all the people who are going to give him jobs, lobbying and everything when he stays up there in D.C. because he ain't going back now. He ain't coming back to Birmingham. He's gonna do exactly what Luther Staines did, and that is, you know, trade off that position. You know, so it's all very interesting. And but the great thing is, in about 30 minutes, I think the witnesses are going to be done, and then it'll all be about, you know, just fighting over procedural issues. The Democrats are
not watching. I've got Andy Griffith on in here. I can't.
You shouldn't watch it. And they're still going to try and drag out all the procedural stuff for another couple of days. They may even get it into the State of the Union, but you know, in the end.
Oh, I can't wait for that. That's going to be one of the highest rated State of the Union speeches ever.
And I hope the president does a victory lap and says acquittal is forever to Nancy Pelosi, because she'll have to be there as the Speaker of the House. Mark my words.
I'm turning around and look at her in her seat up there while she's trying to keep her dentures trapped in her mouth.
Mark my word. They are going to protest and not show up for the State of the Union. There's going to be a large number of Democrats that are going to say this president's illegitimate and we're not going to the State of the Union. You mark my words. They're that fat, you know what, great.
A-holes. Chad, thanks, man. Thanks for the perspective. I want to make it real clear. My issue with Jeff Sessions is disheartening. I saw him in the hallway the other day. It was very uncomfortable. But he wasn't my guest, and it wasn't my place to say anything. It was cordial. We said hello. But if he's the nominee, absolutely, I will vote for him, and I will encourage people to vote for him. I'll even make a campaign donation. The sad part is there shouldn't be anybody running against him. This should have been slam dunk. Last time he got 72% of the vote, no opposition. That's where he was. And whatever the principal cause is, he's got some splaining to do, Lucy.
Yes, he does.
And I think he needs to take it on a little more urgently and directly than he has up till this point. But with him, it's never a thought of corruption.
Nope.
I think he's a total Boy Scout. I don't think any of that is phony or false. But as one of his former staffers told me, he is deep state.
He's been
there a long time.
Thank you.
Connected to all those tentacles that reach below the floor of the Capitol.
You know, and that's what I thought. You know, he was the first guy to stand behind Trump. And yeah. I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
Until all this started coming out. And then I started thinking, wait a minute.
When he was named AG, I put my picture with him on my Facebook page and said, what a privilege to be seen with the next attorney general of our country.
But I'm telling you, I think that was a deep state move. And then since he, you know, quit, retired from doing with Trump, I didn't think we'd hear from him again. And lo and behold, I think his phone rang from the deep state again. They said, hey, we need you back in your office. And I get a lot of pushback on that. I don't have anything against the guy, but that's just my belief.
Well, this is America, and that's why it is, because you can believe that if you want. And I'm not saying you're wrong either. I don't know enough about it to say anything. Other than how I feel
that's right. That's just my feeling. I did, you know, I feel like Seth is a really good guy. A pretty good judge of character on some things,
thanks,
but not
man.
Everything.
It's funny you brought up judge of character because for over 10 years, I've been telling people about the character of the people that work for Clark's. And I describe it this way. When they come to your house to do a service, whether they're doing the tune-up on your AC, a repair, replacing a water heater, some plumbing issue, after they've been in your home for a few minutes and you get to talk to them, you're going to want to invite them to stay for dinner. You're going to want to make them a sandwich. You're going to offer them a refreshment because they're such nice people. Mm-hmm. Now, that's nice, but it doesn't mean much if they don't know what they're doing. But I got to tell you, I could tell stories for a solid half hour about amazing moments with Clark's. The one I'll tell you right now is I had a faucet in the master bathroom in the big tub. I turned it on, and it just kept spinning. Water's running. The thing is spinning. I can't get it to go backwards and stop. 277-2125. We're on the way. Make sure you leave the drain open, knucklehead, so you don't. They came out, shut the water off at the curb, and the plumber got, after the water drain, got into the tub, and I left him do his thing, and about 15 minutes later, he says, okay, you're good to go. And I had been calculating what it was going to cost to get a new fixture. I said, well, what? And he said, no, you don't need a new fixture. I just rebuilt this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it works just fine. And it has now. That was about 2 years ago. That's what I love about them, man. They don't try to hit you with something you don't really need.
Right. And you wouldn't have known if they had said, hey, we had to go get you a new fixture. It's $200, mister.
You know me a while now. Okay. Do I look like somebody would know? No, I don't. I wouldn't. So they don't even take advantage of the simple like me, which would be very easy. When it comes to heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, there's nobody better. Get a membership. That $159 investment guarantees you priority service. If anything goes wrong, you get two annual tune-ups to your system that gives you protection year-round. Because your AC should last 20 to 30 years, and it will with TLC. That's the love of Clark's. 277-2125, clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Local news, Rich's forecast, and traffic all ahead.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Governor's Study Group on Criminal Justice Policy released its findings after 6 months of study. The group says urgent action must be taken to address the prison issues in Alabama, including the rehab of corrections operations, more money for the Department of Corrections, and actions to reduce return offenders. Plus, the U.S. has advised against all travel to China as the number of cases of the coronavirus has spiked more than tenfold in a week, including the highest death toll in a 24-hour period. The virus has infected almost 10,000 people globally in just 2 months, a worrying sign of its spread among people that prompted the World Health Organization to declare the outbreak a global emergency. And the city of Wetumpka is one step closer to breaking ground on a new football stadium. The city council has accepted a bid for construction of the project. Work on the new stadium starts immediately, and the goal is to have it finished by August 15th, just in time for football season. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this storm system begins to move out of the area, I think the risk of showers will taper off in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question, but I think the rain chances are small tomorrow. We'll see improvement by afternoon with a high temperature up around 60 on Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday still looking beautiful with sunshine. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. We'll be near 70 on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers return Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, today is Groundhog Day. Springtime could be on its way. When he comes out of his hole today, could it be the shadow he sees? Then winter's not quite through. It's a holiday called Groundhog Day. Big deal, you say?
Just Groundhog Day.
Did not get out of work today. 'Cause it ain't a real holiday. It's just Groundhog Day.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay, and well, right now we are very busy on the boulevard all the way around the city. Congestion at all the major intersections. Atlanta Highway doing a brisk business outbound from Federal Drive to Taylor. Taylor Road is busy. Vaughn Road, the 31 socked in. I-65 and 85 got moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. The good news? Well, no accidents reported to us to tell you about. So we got that going for us this afternoon. Try to stay warm, buckle up, and be safe. We'll keep you updated if something happens. World Acceptance can help you with finances, and they're located at the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for you and your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you know.
Do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, that's damn good, reefer.
That was the whole bit was all, everybody was Nixon, that's really good weed.
I love this.
The whole bit. I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm
give
trying
me
to
more.
Remember.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly.
Why, certainly.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See,
Walter Brennan.
Weed's making
it's damn good reefer. Yeah, the bud's on fire. The bud's on fire.
Mr. Haney from Green Acres. I
do
did
it,
them
do
all.
It, do it.
Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur lined battery run bong for your smoking pleasure.
I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though, I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh. Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit.
But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I can pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Sure.
Bow tie?
Yeah,
bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing.
I should put it back in.
No, pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm going to drop the Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do
again.
Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do Aunt B?
Yeah.
Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
Oh, the indignity of Aunt B and her marijuana seeds.
Andy!
So while I was playing, I've been reading. Interesting, because even though they've admitted to nothing, people are apparently looking at the Burisma thing with the Bidens and the little boy. And,
oh, starting to look into that, huh?
Yeah, and Joe has really plummeted on the Democratic primary roster from first to... Bernie's up there. So now they got a real panic going on because Bernie's an old fart. I hate it because for some reason... The Mike Bloomberg campaign has decided to run ads while I'm watching TV.
Yeah, I can't stand it, man.
Honestly, he is the most annoying little turd on TV.
I agree.
And he's got nothing to say.
Nope.
He's got no great vision. It's we just got to get rid of Donald Trump.
That's his vision.
Why?
Yeah, that's his thing. I'm running against Trump. Yeah,
that's all of them. That's all they got.
And Warren is another one. Today, this is how she thinks she's going to regain some of the polling that she's lost. Today, she announced that she would appoint a transgendered millennial to make her education picks.
Okay.
Who does she really think is
who
demanding?
Who is she pandering to there?
Man, why don't you just find somebody that's qualified?
That's what I'm saying. Find a qualified candidate.
Yeah. Trans, not trans, dude, dog, whatever.
But here's why they're getting panicky, because A, you can bet Trump's going to knock it out of the park at the State of the Union.
Yep.
And
that's gonna be
he's
going
to put a lot of stuff out there that's going to be hard to argue, right?
But.
So right now you got Sanders at 25, Buttigieg, who isn't qualified for anything. His own city doesn't think he's qualified to be mayor.
That's why they want him out on the road.
Yeah, they're doing much better
right.
in South Bend over Indiana than they are now. When he's there, Biden has fallen to 17%, and he was their safe candidate.
Yeah.
You know, if Trump is too bombastic, I'll put Joe in there, and we'll aim him this way and that way. You don't have anything to worry about.
Corn Pop is a bad dude.
He is a bad dude. Oh, Corn Pop.
I never remember the name of that rapper that Joe took care of at the pool. Corn Pop.
He's a bad dude.
Frau Kloblucher. Is it eight? Tom Steyer.
Who's that?
He's been around for a long time. Billionaire spending money.
Yes, and he's like what's his name?
Well, he was
New York, former New York
Bloomberg.
Guy.
He was a guy that tried to talk to Bernie and Elizabeth Warren at the debate when those two were going at it. He's that moron that's like, hey, I just stopped by to say hey.
Yeah.
Right. He's the climate change guy.
And then who's the last guy?
Colonel?
Yang.
You better take a look at this radar.
Andrew Yang's on the one I can have with his hand.
I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant
Wang.
No, it's Yang.
Wang, the guy on the skateboard.
And honestly, if you listen to him, he's the most sane person on that stage.
Notice that Tulsi, how they've taken care of that.
Oh, yeah.
Tulsi, why don't you understand that if you were conservative, you could be moving up the charts.
Yep. But you know what's funny with Clinton refusing to accept the lawsuit? You know, when they were trying to serve Clinton with it.
Right.
I didn't know that was something you could do. I thought when the server came, it was you just had to accept it.
Yeah, but apparently not. But Hillary's the same one that says we can't have anybody above the law. What a joke that is.
Exactly.
Just ask the people that she's buried.
God. That's why Gabbard better watch out.
Yeah. Well, that, in fact, one of the funniest things on the Babylon Bee recently was after Tulsi filed that lawsuit, the headline of the Babylon Bee said, Hillary accidentally tweets out condolences to Tulsi's family a day early.
Yeah, I can see that, man.
Because that's kind of the way they do it. Above the law. You're lucky you're above the ground.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun. And I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Of beer while I eat nachos. I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. I'm getting drunk by the halftime show.
Having a Super Bowl party, and we're gonna eat chili filled with meat with chips and guacamole, pounds of chicken wings, fries and onion rings. My friend brought some chili when he asked what could he bring. Now drinking beer and watching football.
Watching football,
drinking beer and watching football,
spinach dip and coleslaw.
Yeah, I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl, slamming sliders down my pie hole. I've waited all year long for the Super Bowl. I'm getting drunk by the halftime show.
Time for traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got a real problem at the I-85-65 interchange, 85 southbound. If you're headed downtown, we had an accident in the center lane. Traffic is moving around the accident, but very slowly. We've got very, very slow traffic all the way back as far as Alabama State, and traffic is backing up towards Jackson. It is going to take you a minute to go this way if that's your way home. You might want to take an alternate route if possible. If you're in it, you're just going to have to ride it out for a few minutes. They are trying to get it going there, but it appears that the accident is in the center lane. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College. Welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenum State now. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's beginning to look like the situation we've been watching this afternoon where I actually had to fire shots at an SUV that was breaking through security checkpoints at Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Looks to me like a drunken, crazy woman who refused to respond to orders to stop, who was seen acting irrationally. Of course, that could make her any one of 60 million Democrats, but I have a feeling there's a connection there. Not necessarily, not the terrorism. This is just another one screaming at the sky who snapped.
Why would you just happen to go driving through the gates of Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, right. Let's see, what else is newsworthy at this hour? I love the meme that has a picture of Hillary in her orange. It looks like the Great Pumpkin. Her orange pantsuit, too big to jail. Too big to jail. And the really serious story is the quarantine, which is the thing that, you know, did a number on the market today. So we still have a little time left at 538. If you got a request, 272-9228, your local news, which is forecast.
Rodney just called. He wants to hear the first baseball game.
Really?
Yes. Oh.
Been a while.
I am up for that.
Yes. Thank you, Rodney.
Yeah. And by the way, three weeks from today, the first spring training games will be played in Florida and Arizona, and I can't wait.
Boys of
time flies. Like, in a way, as bad as this month has been in so many different respects, I'm kind of surprised it's already the 1st of February tomorrow, you know?
Oh, it did seem like a long month, like January just couldn't get over with. But now that it's over with, you're like, wow, I just celebrated New Year's
Day. Yeah, that's kind of where it's at. I just hope that it's a better month. We don't lose too many people because a lot of friends left us in the month of January. Yeah. 538, so the first baseball game ever. I haven't played that in a long time.
It's been a while.
That's ready.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The city of Wetumpka is one step closer to breaking ground on a new football stadium. The city council has accepted a bid for construction of the project. Work on the new stadium starts immediately, and the goal is to have it finished by August 15th, just in time for football season. Plus, the Governor's Study Group on Criminal Justice Policy released its findings after 6 months of study. The group says urgent action must be taken to address the prison issues in Alabama, including the rehab of corrections operations, more money for the Department of Corrections in actions to reduce return offenders. And the U.S. has advised against all travel to China as the number of cases of coronavirus has spiked more than tenfold in a week, including the highest death toll in a 24-hour period. The virus has infected almost 10,000 people globally in just 2 months, a worrying sign of its spread among people that prompted the World Health Organization to declare the outbreak a global emergency. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As this storm system begins to move out of the area, I think the risk of showers will taper off in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question, but I think the rain chances are small tomorrow. We'll see improvement by afternoon with a high temperature up around 60 on Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday still looking beautiful with sunshine. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. We'll be near 70 on Monday, still dry. Scattered showers return Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know, I love Harry Carey, and I love and I just Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. You guys are aware of that.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time.
Sure.
To do that game, and it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance. Penance. Our Father's Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here? Water. Water. What?
Uh-oh.
Wine! Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night. I had a
a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the flag. I was not time to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases, muchas gracias, señor, and also the Holy Ghost for breaking up the double play.
Back to live action. Lazarus up to the plate now.
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week that kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Infield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses. Just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not steal. Let's give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calvary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. You know, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for Nabisco.
Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David 1, Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled list with a bad case of leprosy. Pulled a hamstring. Pulled it right off. The Angels have sent Lucifer down. That's a shame. When that fellow was in his prime, he could throw some heat. This year, his earned run average is ballooned to a hefty 6.666.
Hey, you still make $10 million a year in baseball with an earned run average like that. As we sputter to the finish line on a Friday.
But we made it.
Made it, Greg.
Here's an Eddie Bader story I saved.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there's a developer in L.A. who's putting the finishing touches on a house that could be the most expensive in the U.S.
Huh.
100,000 square foot mansion in Bel Air, four pools, a bowling alley.
Ooh, I like that.
A nightclub, a 30-car garage, a 45-seat IMAX theater.
Holy cow.
A 5,000 square foot master bedroom and a moat.
Wait a minute, a 5,000 yes. square foot master bedroom?
No, a moat.
I'm digging the moat.
A moat,
I love
yeah.
the idea
it's
of
got
the moat.
Gators.
I like the moat too.
Yeah, you can come over if you want to, but I'm not dropping the gate down. You're going to have to swim across the moat.
The developer is pricing this at $500 million.
Where's that at, Greg?
Bel Air.
I'll sell it tomorrow for $495.
$495?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured you have a scoop on it.
Yeah.
There were six homes in the U.S. last year that sold for more than $100 million. One of them was a condo in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Of course, it costs more. You would pay more to buy a parking spot, a premium parking spot in downtown Manhattan than you would for my house.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's nuts, man. But you really don't need a car, right? Unless you want to leave.
Well, yeah, I've navigated Manhattan by car, but generally, once I had stupid money to spend, I limoed or called a service.
Yeah, but let's say tomorrow, you're in a place like Manhattan and that coronavirus hits. Do you want a car or do you want public transportation?
I would like a car.
Thank you very much.
That's a good point. Good point.
Hey, the train's running late today. Yeah, because the engineer's out sick.
Looking for anything else in our I Missed It News department that might be of interest. This is a true story. I'm not making this up.
What?
This is more outrage from New York State, the same state that's giving us Nanny Bloomberg and regulating soda sizes. You now have to have a permit to stargaze in New York State.
What?
Don't tell him.
I am not making this up.
Just don't tell him.
A fee of $35, $60 for out-of-state vehicle registration. DL required. Permit allows after sunset parking for stargazing only, valid January 1 through December 31st. And then it has several locations where you can legally do this. Hither Hills, Jones Beach, Montauk Point.
Okay, do you think that it's because
I've been to Montauk.
When you're in like a city with all the lights, it blocks out to where you can look up and see the stars?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And then you go to a mountain where there's a good view and they're like, hey, to get in here.
You don't even have to go to the mountain here in Montgomery if you drove all the way out Vaughan Road.
Yeah.
Went out to where it's just darkness out there and you can really see the stars.
Insanely beautiful.
Yeah. But again, now they're charging a fee in New York
to look
which
up.
Is already
the stars.
has driven off hundreds of thousands of residents. They're going to lose a congressional seat in 2022 because of the way they run things there, and they don't seem to understand or care.
Only $40 if you want to bring a metal detector.
It's crazy. These are not the kind of policies that bring people to your city.
No.
You want to encourage people not to come to your city? These are the kind of policies you put out there.
Among other comments on Twitter, do you have to get one of these permits when you went to the roof of your apartment building to take in the view back in the day? If it's like Reagan used to say, if it moves, tax it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Neil deGrasse Tyson said, no, back in the day, you didn't need permission to look up at the sky.
That's what I'm saying. So what happens if I don't get a permit and I happen to be looking up when a policeman comes by?
I got it.
Going to jail.
Law and Order Special Asteroid Unit.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
That'll be the next Law and Order franchise. Stargate.
I can believe it.
Crazy.
That is just ludicrous, man.
Final good word for a company that does amazing things for people who have caught life's toughest break, loss of mobility. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, a workshop, literally a house of invention, because they have to approach each situation on a customized basis. When somebody loses mobility, whether it's from a wreck, surgery gone bad, they serve a lot of our wounded heroes returning home from serving overseas. The idea being to restore choices to whatever extent is possible in the quickest time frame possible. And what they work with, more than amazing tools and amazing people, are their clients and the clients' desire to do as much for themselves as they can. That's the energy they harness when they create the products and tools that allow people to do more things for themselves. It's the most critical component. That's the first thing they taught me about Gulf States Mobility. It literally is a house of invention in the pride of Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. We hope, they hope, you never need them for the reason they're around. But if you do, you'll be glad they're there. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590. Please look them up and like them on Facebook.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have mostly moderate to heavy traffic around the city, congested at all of the major intersections on the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, and in downtown Montgomery on 85 southbound, we have an accident right at the merge. They have moved it over to the left lane right up next to the center divider, but it is very slow traffic through downtown Montgomery. It's stacked up on 85 all the way back past Alabama State. And if you're headed down that way, you'll need to get over in the center and right lanes to get around the accident, okay? If you're up against the divider, you're not going to go far, or at least not through the merge anyway. Use caution. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here from Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the weather. They'll bring the vehicle to you, and you can shop in the comfort of the giant showroom they have. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Shoot that bird.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm sorry, I've had it with the Limu, Emu, and Doug and his stupid kid, his girlfriend with the bird ears, though.
It was cute at first, though, wasn't it?
I like the one with the blonde wig, the sunglasses, and the big earrings. The Emu.
Yeah. I want to thank Rosie and Eddie and Seth for dragging me, literally dragging me to the finish line today. I couldn't have done it without you, and I'm very grateful for not only your fun on the radio, but for your friendship as well.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah, exactly.
Friends are for, Gregor.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
And that's what we're going to do. Rusty and Nick are next. I'll be back, death permitting, Monday.